This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Johnny, just flat out, how do you think the College Football Playoff Committee did with this four-team bracket they put together?
I mean, given what they had to work with, I think they got it right. This is the way that I look at it. They said, and they have said, we take the four best teams. There's no literature that says you got to have a championship, you got to be undefeated, we don't take teams with two losses, none of that. It's we take the four best teams. And when it came down to the last two spots between Ohio State and Alabama, this is the way I looked at it. Which team, as an opposing coach, would I not want to face? To me, that was Alabama. And that made it a pretty easy shot to put Alabama in there over Ohio State. At that point, I just feel like Alabama getting healthier in a month facing an Ohio State team that I just feel like is limited offensively, especially against a defense like Alabama's. If it's healthy, I feel like Alabama would end up – look, if we put Vegas odds on it, I think Alabama would probably be favored by 5-6 points. So I think it's close, but how do you compare not winning the SEC West in one loss versus a 30-plus point loss to Iowa – a 7-5 team that lost to Purdue. Well, Purdue's pretty good this year, or better. But I don't know how you compare those two. And so that's the way that I did it. Which team, just watching which team would I not want to face? I wouldn't want to face Alabama. So I think the committee got it right.
Hey, Johnny, what did you think about the Georgia-Auburn game? I mean, because Auburn, when they played early in the season, handled them in the trenches. It wasn't even close. Turnabout's fair play. Georgia got them this time. And just what'd you think of their overall performance in the championship game?
Well, I thought Georgia in that Auburn game, there were mistakes that Georgia made. They fumbled a punt, and I want to say maybe they fumbled another one at some point. But they made mistakes that Georgia really hadn't been making all year. But the biggest thing in that game was Auburn played with a lot of emotion, knowing that they had to win that game to be considered at all to have a shot for this championship game. And Auburn playing at home played with a ton of emotion in those two games. But the other thing that Auburn played with in those two games was a relatively healthy Kerryon Johnson. And Kerryon was not healthy on Saturday against Georgia. And that really allowed Georgia to kind of hone its sights on stopping Jarrett Stidham and the passing game. And I think that play by Davin Bellamy where he came around the edge, knocked the ball away from Stidham, which was a sure field goal, and Georgia got the ball there, to me, is what changed the entire ball game. That changed everything. And then from that point forward, here comes Georgia. And the one thing about Georgia, which I find this is the one thing. I remember when Georgia was recruiting all these running backs, and they already had Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, and then all of a sudden they're signing Holyfield's son, and they're signing Mecole Hardman, and they're signing DeAndre Swift. First of all, how does a guy from Philadelphia end up down in Athens, Georgia? Somebody explain that to me. But beyond that, they signed these three other running backs, and you're like, they got five guys that could realistically carry the ball at any one time. And what the Georgia offensive staff has done to get all of those guys involved in the offense really came to fruition on Saturday as DeAndre Swift took that one to the house, and you're like, wait a second, this guy? Holy cow. And he's a true freshman. So from that standpoint, Georgia, from a running game, is going to be able to pound and pound and pound. And the best way to stop Baker Mayfield is to leave him on the sideline. And Georgia is going to be able to do that, I think, against a lighter front seven that Oklahoma has. And I think Georgia is just going to bludgeon with the run game, and that's going to be the best defense that Georgia could have going against Baker Mayfield in the Rose Bowl.
John, this is also the time of year where you basically need a scorecard to keep track of the coaches going from one place to another. There's been a lot of movement, obviously, and I wanted to ask you specifically about two. Chad Morris is going to be the new coach at Arkansas. Some people on the surface will look at 14-22 as a head coach and wonder why, but we all know there's more to it than that. And we were talking about Jeremy Pruitt earlier, the Alabama DC, who reportedly has told Tennessee that he wants the job, but only if he can continue coaching with Alabama through the playoffs. Thoughts on Morris making that move, and thoughts on Pruitt reportedly sort of leveraging Tennessee in a way?
Chad Morris won at Bay City. He won at Lake Travis. He won at Stephenville. He won as an offensive coordinator at Clemson, really got that kind of turned around. A lot of people don't remember before Chad got there at Clemson, Clemson's offense was just sort of ordinary. And then Chad got in there and really lit a spark. And then when they got to Sean, that's when Clemson went to a completely different level. And then he went to SMU and got SMU back into a bowl game when SMU was non-competitive at this level of football. So from that standpoint, I think Chad is a really good hire for Arkansas. I'm really interested to see how that goes down. But I like the hire, to be honest with you, of Chad Morris. In fact, I was sort of waiting, and we had kind of been talking about in our building that maybe Chad Morris would end up at Ole Miss. But then when Matt Luke stayed at Ole Miss, my first thought was, okay, if they're keeping Matt Luke around, then maybe these sanctions are a little bit heavier than what they expected. And they're probably on par with what everybody expected. But Matt Luke got one at Egg Bowl, and that kept him and took one of those jobs away. So I think that was a good hire for Arkansas. Hunter Yurecek and Chad Morris, all things considered, I think they did a pretty solid job replacing Jeff Long and Brett Bielema. Tennessee, on the other hand, this thing is a total and complete mess. Phil Fulmer being named the AD, which sounds like this feels like it's a 30 for 30 that needs to happen. How Fulmer was essentially pushed out, and one of the guys to help push him out was John Curry. Then Curry comes back to Tennessee and gets the AD job instead of Fulmer. It was like Fulmer was playing the long con, like, oh, no, I'll get you. And he did. And now he's got to make a decision. I think Jeremy Pruitt's going to be a heck of a football coach. But Tennessee's like, look, we're under the gun. We can't wait until January 10th or whatever it is when the playoffs are done. We can't even wait till January 1st. There's a signing period coming up in December. We need a coach now. So they lose out on Jeremy Pruitt. But I know Tennessee fans are pulling their hair out at this point. I don't even know where you turn at this point. Maybe you make a call to Kevin Sumlin. Maybe that's a call that you end up making. I don't know. But Phil Fulmer's got his handful at this point. I've heard, oh, we'll bring in T. Martin and let him be the offensive coordinator coaching waiting to Les Miles. Oh, sign me up for that reality show. I want that one. Give me that one. That, I think, would be the best reality show there is outside of Floribama Shore.
Hey, John, hey, real quick, man, real quick. Just this is the fourth year of the college football playoff. They've had the committee. I absolutely love it at four teams. I think it's everything about the football committee is awesome. I mean, what's your take on it now? It's 4 years in, top four teams, 13-man committee is deciding it. How do you think the overall process has been with college football playoff program?
I still think the four teams makes every single week exciting. I think even if you went to six or even eight down the road, I still think every week would still be exciting, but I don't know that it would have as much intensity as maybe this last weekend had. I mean, look, Auburn and Georgia, you win, you're in. I mean, that's a pretty strong statement to make that, hey, we win, we're in the playoff at this point. So I like it. I love it. I never liked the arbitrary BCS sort of thing. So I like four, six, or eight, I'm fine. You start getting beyond that, it starts getting a little dicey and kind of takes away from the regular season. And look, college football regular season, I think, is the best in any sport. In any sport, I think the college football regular season is the best. So I'd like to keep it that way. But you go beyond eight, I think it starts getting a little bit watered down at that point.
You can catch him every week with us at 4:15 on Wednesdays.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.